From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama called Donald Trump his newly elected successor early Wednesday to congratulate him on his victory and invite him to the White House for talks Thursday, according to his office. President Obama also called Hillary Clinton to express his admiration for her strong campaign. The president is to make a statement later Wednesday about the election results, which sent shockwaves across America and through world markets. World leaders have reacted to the U.S. election. China's President Xi Jinping sent congratulations. Meanwhile, Secretary General of NATO Jens Stoltenberg held out an olive branch to President-elect Trump-elect Donald Trump.
NATO has responded with determination to the new security situation. But we have more work to do. And I look forward to meeting Mr. Trump soon and welcoming him to Brussels for the NATO summit next year.
President-elect Trump has criticized the organization during his campaign. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel Wednesday told the U.S. president-elect that any close cooperation between the two countries must be based on shared democratic values and reminded him of the global responsibility he carries.
Deutschland und Amerika sind durch Werte verbunden.
Ms. Merkel says Germany and America are connected by values, democracy, freedom, respect for the law and for the dignity of human beings, independently of origin, skin color, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or political views. On the basis of these values, I'm offering the future president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, close cooperation. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election sparked a drastic plunge in stock prices on global markets, weakened the U.S. dollar, and pushed down oil prices. Some analysts in New York tell VOA that Trump's plans to reduce regulation could be helpful to the oil drilling and banking sectors. But they also say Trump's restrictive trade policies could hurt overseas revenue for multinational companies. The close presidential vote Tuesday night was mirrored by the extremely tight races for the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. But as more results came in, it became clear the Republican Party would keep its majority control over both houses of Congress. India's government has tried to quell panic Wednesday caused by a bombshell decision to withdraw 500 and 1,000 rupee notes from circulation that left millions of people stranded without cash. All banks and cash machines were ordered to close Wednesday in preparation for the turnaround, triggering a late-night rush by customers to withdraw smaller notes from the ATMs, which soon ran dry. The country's finance minister, in a television interview, said housewives and small cash savings and farmers need not worry. All they have to do is exchange or deposit it in the bank. This is market analyst Alok Churawala.
The cash economy is very predominant in our country, so it will be disruptive, at least in the immediate short run. How the banks are able to cope up with it, how the common man is able to adjust to the new reality of demonetization of 1,000 and 500 rupees note, which were the most popular currencies in vogue. That said, after the initial disruption and inconvenience that may be caused to the citizenry, I think it's a step in the right direction.
The move comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced that those notes would no longer be legal tender in a blitz against black money, according to the country's finance minister. Replacement of 500 and 2,000 rupee bills will be available from Thursday. The U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed 20 civilians, including two children, overnight in a village near the Islamic State jihadist group stronghold of Raqqa, according to a monitor Wednesday. The coalition confirmed that it had carried out airstrikes in the area, but said it was investigating whether they had killed civilians. The EU Wednesday raised its eurozone growth forecast for this year, but trimmed it for next year, warning that the economy faced new challenges due to Brexit and increased volatility. The European Commission said the economic growth this year would reach 1.7% in the 19-nation eurozone and slow to 1.6% in 2017. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.